Hello, everybody. I'm
Whoa.
Josh 60502.
Matt Poner over here. We made it to episode 6.
Yeah, we're back in our recording studio making another podcast for you.
Oh, yeah.
But that probably won't be the title of it this time.
Nope.
Yeah,
that's last time.
Already taken.
We'll have to figure out a new title.
Yeah, which we'll do afterwards, I'm sure.
Yep.
So there weren't many posts this week, we'll be honest.
This session, not really a week, but.
Yeah, but. We'll somehow fill up the whole 40 minutes.
Yeah, the month of May is usually hectic, so don't expect much.
Yeah. Well, let's go to our site.
There, oh, right there.
Here's our post Matt posted today, I think.
Well, technically today, it was like 12:30 last night.
Okay.
Or this morning, if you're technical.
Yeah. So it's called What I'm Looking Forward To, and how about, Matt, you tell everybody what it's about.
Well, the title pretty much says it all. I'm looking forward to The Conduit. And, just that's all I need to say. The Wii needs a good action game.
And like, you think The Conduit will deliver, huh?
I'm pretty sure.
I've talked about in other podcasts what I think of The Conduit.
You just think it's mediocre, but that's because you have a 360.
Yeah.
A good shooter for you is a stone toss away. You can't go into GameStop and not see one. It's physically impossible.
So, I mean, it'll be good for the Wii fans, but if you've got the other systems,
I don't
see any point in, you know.
Yeah, I actually agree.
But, yeah. Okay. Next one was Kingdom Hearts 358/2 days.
Or however you say that, like I say in the post, don't ask me. I have no idea. I'm a pretty big fan of the other Kingdom Hearts games are pretty good action RPGs, and if you're a fan of the series, getting to play more as Roxas, that's always good. You actually get to play as Axel, one of the biggest BAs in the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you played any Kingdom Hearts, like, at all?
Never.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even the one on the GBA?
No.
That's actually pretty fun.
I don't know, I never had a PS2, so I never really got the main Kingdom Hearts games, and then GBA, you know, I didn't really care about the series, really, so there's no reason to go with that.
They're fun games. If you ever play a PS2, I'd play them.
I don't know. Why should I buy a PS2 when it's just about to die?
It's not dead.
It's going to, because Guitar Hero Smash Hits is not going to go on the PS2.
Really?
Yeah, that means they're stopping, you know, Guitar Hero PS2 games.
Did World Tour, was that on the PS?
I think so.
Then there's really no reason they shouldn't release it on.
But I don't know. They gotta stop sometime.
Maybe they were releasing way too many games.
Yeah, like Lego Rock Band, you know.
A sad note was struck in me today. I learned it's not just on the DS. It's on the major systems.
I know.
I didn't know that when I first heard about it.
That.
I didn't. I thought it was just on the DS.
I don't know how they're going to do it on the DS.
I don't know.
I really don't know.
It's going to suck, the interface, but
are they going to have, like, elite beat agents, like all this random crap you have to do?
That
and then it'll
be
surprisingly fun.
Yeah, it is.
But, I don't know.
Getting gay men to dance, it's always fun.
Sure.
So, moving on to posts. Mario and Luigi RPG 3.
Another game I don't really care about, but Matt does.
It's the other two are pretty dang good games. I have them both. You could borrow them sometimes.
Yeah.
You'd like them. I'm sure you would.
I don't know, because I played Super Paper Mario, which is kind of along the same lines, like a humorous Mario RPG, and I really didn't like Super Paper Mario.
Super Paper Mario is much more platform-oriented than these.
Yeah.
These have platforming elements, but they're really not the main game at all.
Yeah.
Especially in the second one. The first one has a lot more platforming in it, and it's a lot more challenging, I found.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Challenging fun.
Yep. When do you think that's going to come out? Anytime
soon? They haven't given it a release date. I assume by the holiday season this year, but, you know, we're going with Nintendo.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty good segue into the next thing. With the picture is of the abomination they called the demonstration of Wii music.
Yeah, you know, last year's E3 press conferences, they was like the first ones that I really sat down and watched all the
Yeah.
way through, and it was terrible,
It
but
was.
it was memorable at least, so I have to say that. I remember Shaun White came up in there.
Sean White. I have to talk about that. The very last line of this post is, "I'll be happy as long as I don't hear anything about trying to be a cool mom, paradigm shifts, or any game with music in the title, unless it's like."
Lego Rock Band.
Well,
I mean, that's probably what it would be, if anything. It'd be
yeah.
like, we're getting more and more casual, people. Lego Rock Band.
Yeah, in this post, I just talked about how they pretty much have nothing to show besides Wii Sports Resort at this year's
Well, they
E3.
do have Legend of Zelda Spirit Tracks, which they just announced.
Yeah, I guess that's E3 worthy. So that's two games. You can't fill out like an hour and a half press conference with two games.
Well, I heard somewhere Iwata says he's got something big coming.
Hey.
You know.
Right here. New Zelda or Kid Icarus?
I doubt a Kid Icarus and a Zelda. They've already got the DS one, so I don't
But
think
a
there'd be
major
another.
console one. I think it's about
I think
time.
it's one Zelda at a time. They don't really do, you know, all these ones.
But think about if you think about how it's gone in 2003, I believe that's when Wind Waker was released.
Yeah.
And then in 06, that's when Twilight Princess was released.
Yeah.
09, possibly.
They've got the DS one, which will be just
No, they go
okay.
in console. They do it in consoles. They. Whatever. Forget you.
I don't know, 'cause really, how many do they have? How many Zeldas do they have for each console? Well, I guess the Nintendo 64 had Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask.
Yeah, I think that's.
GameCube had Wind
It
Waker and kind of Twilight Princess, but more people thought of that as a Wii game.
is. They also had the Four Swords Adventures.
Yeah, does that really count? I don't
Half.
know, it's kind of a spin-off.
The SNES only had one, and the original Nintendo had two,
Yeah.
so chances
So,
are there's gonna be two for the Wii.
well, because I'm pretty sure Nintendo knows how much they disappointed everybody, so they want to do something good.
Yeah. Or, yeah, because if you look here after I talk about Zelda, there I just listed a ton of their other franchises that they could, like, resurrect. F-Zero, that'd be fine, you know, but it might be a little too fast
I
for
mean,
the
are they gonna try to
control.
use the little steering wheel from Mario Kart?
I
So that
don't
might
think
get
so.
kind of hard to control unless it's really good.
Right.
But then the Wii Motion Plus could come in. And
Yeah.
supposedly, what I've been hearing on a lot of the IGN podcasts is that it's really good and it seriously makes a difference.
I, speaking of the Wii Motion Plus, I also think that they'll push Red Steel 2. Because the
Yeah.
Red Steel, that was kind of the hardcore game of the launch, and it wasn't bad, it was just very monotonous and pretty lame.
I liked it because it was like the first-person shooter I ever bought, actually. So I didn't really have anything to compare it to.
But in the newest issue of Nintendo Power, I was reading, it sounds pretty cool, like. And the original sword and gunplay was completely separated, but in this you can just switch freely.
Which should be awesome, I think.
Yeah, that sounds really
Is
cool.
it still going to be all T-rated, or
Yeah,
do you think?
T-rated, they said.
Oh, no matureness going on.
Well, I don't know. They're trying to bring a accessible like action shooter game to the Wii,
Yeah.
and the Wii's main audience is
Yeah.
like families,
I
so you
heard.
can't have like. Guts flying out and still have the soccer mom approval.
Well, I heard Mad World, which all the critics love, barely sold anything.
Man,
Yeah.
is that and like Boom Blocks? I heard that tanked, but
Well.
not bad enough to do a sequel.
Yeah, I'm looking through this new issue of Game Informer, which we'll get to next, but I'm pretty sure I saw somewhere where they're talking about how much Mad World and Chinatown Wars, the Grand Theft Auto game for the DS, sold.
Now you have that, don't
I
you?
know, and I play it like just as much as a console game, just because it's awesome. I
Really?
love that game.
No.
Seriously, everybody should buy it.
Is
Yeah.
it on the level of GTA 4?
No, but
Oh, okay, I thought you'd cause some controversy and say yes.
no, I mean, I think about, like, I'm playing the DS game and I think, wow, this is so awesome. And then I think about what you can do in the, like, Grand Theft Auto 4, and I just kind of remember how much more amazing that is.
So it's like sort of limited. You can't like do
Yeah,
everything you can in
it's
GTA
limited,
4.
but the whole drug dealing aspect, which sounds completely like mature and everything, but that's one of the more funner parts to it.
Is it really like actual drug trading, or is it just like in an RPG, so like getting stuff and selling it out of town?
Well, you have to, find a drug dealer just kind of on your map somewhere, drive up to him, and then you can like either buy some of the drugs he has or trade some of the ones you have for money. And sort of the prices of everything is always kind of moving around, like the stock market.
So this is kind of a bad analogy, but it seems like this that's close to turnip trading in the Animal Crossing series. It's
Yeah.
like the prices change every day. It's like the stock market.
Yeah, but there's all sorts of different drugs. I think there's six different kinds. There's some that are worth a lot more than others, like heroin is worth a lot more than weed. And then there's like different parts of the city
Well, everyone knows
specialize in,
that. Weed. Everyone has weed.
they have like all these different ethnic groups specialize in a different
Oh,
drug, which I'm
God.
sure will offend a lot of people, but
It hasn't already?
I think people are just done being offended by Grand Theft
No, they're
Auto.
not. Oh.
Because I didn't really hear anything, about this.
I guess.
Nothing on the level of Grand Theft Auto 4's controversy.
There was so much stuff behind that. But at least Jack Thompson got disembarred or
Yeah.
something.
And we all clapped. Wait, but I did find the sales. It said, Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars sold 89,000 units in their first month.
Yikes.
Yeah. When you think about like the map pack for Call of Duty World at War sold 1 million in its first weekend, something, so.
Jeez. Yeah, I heard one Final Fantasy game sold over 200,000 in 24 hours.
Yeah. And it says Mad World had only 66,000, even lower.
66.
Yeah, so.
That's a major blow against this hardcore motion on the Wii. If people aren't gonna buy it,
Then they're not gonna make it,
yeah.
but
I think,
I
at
don't.
least for me, the M rating, that really stopped me from buying it because my parents are kind of strict on ratings, so.
Yeah, because the people that are like 18 and up, if they own just one system, it's probably not the Wii,
Yeah.
honestly. So, yeah, I mean, the people who would buy Mad World would either be like really big video game fans and they have all different consoles, or it would just be people younger than 18 who want to get it.
Woo, right here.
Yep. But I don't know.
It's a good game from what I hear.
Yeah, I've never actually played it myself. We know Burning Baboon has.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. So, I think it's time to move on to our next
Yeah.
post. What's going on around here is what it's
Well,
called.
we're doing the podcast.
Yep. I was just talking about what was I was doing and everything, which was really not anything because there was no post going up.
Yeah.
But I talked about Chinatown Wars, and I talked about what else? Some demos I've been doing, which I want to get some impression posts up eventually.
Impression posts are always good.
Probably too late for the Left 4 Dead Survival Pack, so that might not go up. But some of these other ones might.
Yeah.
Space Invaders Extreme, X-Men Origins, Wolverine, Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection, and Ninja Blade.
Ninja Blade, I heard that's very generic.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of different opinions on that. Some people like it, some people hate it.
What's your opinion?
Don't really like it.
Really?
No.
Like, on a scale from 1 to 10?
I don't know, like a 5 or a 6.
Ooh.
But it was just a demo, so.
Yeah.
I mean, all the different cutscenes and stuff looked really good. There was a lot of crazy awesome action, but it worked better as a movie than it did as a game.
That was a movie, or
No,
oh, okay, never
if
mind.
you thought of it as a movie, it would have been better. So, I don't know.
Ah, new writer, I see.
Yep, the Lily Allen It's Not Me, It's You album review by my sister. She didn't write too much about this.
No, I was kind of disappointed.
And I don't think she realized you can have half a star because everything is, a whole number that she
Yeah.
gave. But I don't know, it's good to have something up.
Yeah, get a new demographic in here. It's
Yeah.
always good.
She really hated this though. It was a one star, 1 star, 2, 1, 1, 2. The
final score was 2. Really reminds me of your Black Ice review. You were pretty tough on
that. Yeah, I wasn't this harsh though.
I know.
I've never given anything a 1 star.
Yeah. I laughed at this post of thanks Oprah for nothing or something.
I was just sitting in school and the teacher came around and said, "Hey everybody, go to Oprah's website and you get free Kentucky Fried Chicken," even though it's really Kentucky Grilled Chicken. But
when I first saw the name and the picture, I just shook my head because that's a huge stereotype. Oprah, did you have to do that?
Why is it a stereotype?
Let's see, an African-American woman likes fried chicken.
But it's not, it's grilled chicken. Kentucky Grilled Chicken, that's their new big point.
They're really only going to make grilled chicken now?
No, I think it's just a different, you know, item on their menu.
Good, because their fried chicken's hella good.
It is. But, yeah, so I did actually get my coupon after a lot of trouble, as you'll see if you read it.
Was it worth it?
Well, I haven't actually used it, so...
It probably expired.
Well, I think it expires at the end of the month, so I might have a little more time. But I still doubt I'm going to get it. So, let's look at this next post.
This game, Canada, I've never heard of this.
Yeah, it's demo impressions for a game called Virtual On, Oratorio Tangram.
That's about the most Japanese name I've ever heard.
Yeah, and I didn't like it. And apparently it's a cult classic, and there's some people who really like it, but I don't... get it. I don't know what they're talking about.
For me, if you're talking about it like online in a forum or something, and then some guy who's a member of that cult who likes to most flame you.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's some cult games that I like Gunstar Heroes. Pretty much anything by Treasure, that company. They're
really underrated. Stuff. They need to make a Wii game.
Sin and Punishment 2?
Oh, Treasure made that?
Yep.
Seriously?
Yeah.
All right.
We got something.
Oh, yeah.
But, as like you were saying in your post, that's probably not going to be at E3.
Mm-mm, it's not. Yeah. It's not the right kind of game.
It's hardcore, definitely.
I'm not saying it's not hardcore. It's just not what they're going to show at E3. The original Sin and Punishment was initially only released in Japan. And that's what I say in my post, E3 is pretty much the major Western game expo.
Yeah, but I mean, if they're ever going to bring it to an American audience, they might as well do it now.
They might have a quick spiel on it, like they had a GTA Chinatown Wars at last. Yeah. Like they spent about 5 minutes on it.
Yeah, but all that really was an announcement.
Yeah. They might release a cool trailer.
Maybe they'll have a demo.
Yeah. Dumb on the floor. That'd
Is
be
it
cool.
out in Japan yet? I don't even
I
know.
I doubt it.
But
we hear something about it by...
I'm sure it'll be really fun, but just like the last one, it'll probably be like 3 hours long if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, I wonder if I have the sweet co-op.
I hope so.
Co-op is awesome.
Yeah, not like the first one where just one person moves and the other person aims, because that doesn't count.
You could do that with one Wii Remote and Nunchuck.
Yeah.
One person just hold the remote, the other hold the nunchuck.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can make your own co-op, I guess.
Yeah, you can make your own co-op on any game, I guess, if you want to get really close.
Yeah, but not many people want to do that, which is the problem.
Because gamers smell bad.
Yeah, sometimes. So now we're back at... podcast number 5 has arrived. So, that's it for our, 3 weeks.
We got going pretty good on some of the things.
Yeah. You know, there's all this stuff I've been wanting to write, and I've started all these drafts, but then I sit down and I just can't think of anything, and I say, I'll get back to it later.
Same with me, but I don't even start the drafts.
I mean, I've got all these ideas, but I don't want to do it. Plus, I've had a lot of homework and stuff I've had to get done.
Mm-hmm. Homework for the lose.
Yeah, but school year's almost over.
It's pretty close, yeah. Only like 15 days for me. Except it ends on a Monday.
That's pretty bad.
And it's bad. It's even worse because it's a half day, but I have to go because there's finals.
Yeah.
That's like the ultimate dick move. Ending school with a half day on a Monday. I know at least 400 people won't make it. They're not gonna come.
So they gotta take the final sometime.
Yeah, I guess. Or they can just fail.
Yeah, but you can't fail because you got a GPA to worry about.
Me, but like I do. Some other
people. Yeah, a lot of people don't really care. Yeah. But
I don't know. That is an awesome picture of the Kingdom Hearts 358/2 days.
I don't even know who any of these people are.
Well, that's Roxas. That's Axel. Don't know that guy. Forgot that guy's name. Forgot that guy's name. That guy, and then that's Xehanort.
A lot of colorful, spiky-haired people.
Oh, yeah.
It's very Japanese, isn't it?
It is. And the story is extremely Japanese.
Like, what?
Well, let's see. It has to do with heart. Like, the power of heart.
Yeah.
You. Just that's a big anime theme. And just, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but you know it's Japanese.
I'm sure the people who are going to buy that game, they'll buy it, no matter what, whether it has a good story or not.
But it's four-player co-op, and like I said, co-op is awesome.
Yeah.
But I heard that they're not making the enemies like more difficult, they're just putting more of them in if you have more people.
Yeah.
So that'll make it less enjoyable, but still, you could play as Axel.
Axel, well, I don't really know who it is.
Or I think I'm saying her name right, Larxene, the lightning girl.
Still don't know, but yeah. I don't know, I'm sure that'll be good. You know, there's better games coming out on the DS than the Wii, pretty much. That's what I think.
So you think the DS is a better system than the Wii?
Well, for some ways, yeah. I mean, some of the Wii's best games are better than the DS's best games, but the DS just has
like more better games.
Yeah, just has more good stuff.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Good argument.
And you know, like there's some games that work on the DS that don't really work on the Wii, like Animal Crossing.
That's true. The simple nature of the game.
So much better as a handheld game.
Yeah, the simple nature of it. It just doesn't have enough material to satisfy the console. Console games should be made that you can play them for hours. The handheld games should also be able to play for hours or minutes.
Yeah, like Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars. You can really sit down and do that for 10 minutes, you know, get in a police chase. You can, you know, just beat up some cop, take his little nightstick. Beat up a bunch of random people and then
sell some drugs.
Yeah, sell some weed.
Not weed, it's really cheap.
Oh yeah, the weed is cheap. It's only like $5 for a pack.
What? How much is a pack?
I don't know.
Well, you should. You're a drug dealer.
No, I don't know. But yeah, everybody just go buy Chinatown Wars. It's so good. The only thing it's missing is a good online. It's got some sort of stat updating thing that I don't really get, but
leaderboards are a cop-out.
Well, there's nothing really to have leaderboards on in
there. Yeah, but what's stat tracking?
I think how many cops you've killed or how long you've played. So I think you have to have some friend registered to get things going.
Friend codes.
Yeah, but
it'd be fine if you just had one. If you just had, like, one for your console, it'd be fine.
Well, kind of. But that would be a lot better than having one for every separate game.
I know, I have, like, 20 different friend codes, I'm serious.
Yeah, I don't even play Nintendo games for the online, but I do have to say, the DS, I think there's better online games on the DS than there is on the Wii.
Like what?
Like Mario Kart DS, Metroid Prime Hunters, I don't know what else, but there's good stuff.
There is.
And it's got all the voice chat and everything. It works better than it does on the Wii.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, now that we've gone through all the different posts, I suppose we could talk about this Game Informer magazine we got.
Alright,
even
let's
though
do
none of us have really read it yet, but it's all about Modern Warfare 2.
Modern Warfare 2.
It's going to be
I'm going to put it right next to Halo 3.
It's going
to
be a big seller.
It is.
Without a doubt.
But biggest seller of the year, I'm calling it right now.
Really?
Really.
Well, what else would there be? There's Halo 3 ODST. That might possibly beat it.
It's not gonna be there.
Even though I'm probably not gonna buy Halo 3 ODST.
You're not a big Halo fan anymore?
Well, Halo's fun, but it doesn't look like it's really a jump up from Halo 3.
It's pretty much just like Halo 3.5 or 3.1.
Yeah, and if you're buying it for a new campaign, the Halo 3 campaign wasn't that amazing, except for the fact you could go through a co-op.
It finished the fight.
Apparently not, because now there's all these new Halo games.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so whenever they say they're finishing it, they're not. But, you know, let's just open up the pages that it's on, comment on all the pictures. The first one, there's some guy in some Arctic environment, and a snowmobile.
Well, sorry, were you saying something?
No.
Okay, so I interrupt a lot, I apologize. But, I was watching some guy's analysis on game trailers, and, like, have you seen the gameplay reveal?
It's 10 seconds, it's not really.
Yeah, it's a bunch of, clips.
Yeah, I saw that.
He, paused it, and on, the snowmobile part, it's 2 seconds long. When the enemy snowmobile flips, there's, a Russian star on it, which makes a lot of sense for an Arctic environment.
Uh-huh.
I think it's going to be some sort of what-if scenario, maybe, 5 years in the future.
Yeah.
Russia.
Yeah. I don't know.
Turn the page, there's some rock climbing.
Yeah, rock climbing. I wonder if that's actually a gameplay part.
Or it
seems like it'd be pretty...
Yeah, just be hold forward. Or it could be pretty interesting.
Because, they've shown Infinity Ward knows how to make good gameplay out of things that you normally wouldn't think would be good gameplay. Like in the Call of Duty 4, when there's a big nuke that goes off and you just kind of have to crawl around on the ground.
And that, sniper mission, where you have to, kill the one guy except you only get to cut his arm off. That mission was awesome.
Yeah.
It was Game Informer named it the best sniper mission ever.
Yeah. Even though I don't always agree with their list. Like, they had on the best video game quotes, the All Your Base Are Belong to Us didn't even make the top 10.
What?
And somebody wrote in about it, a month later and asked why, and they said, because it's just a mistranslation. There's so many games like that, so just one won't count.
But that's the most famous ever.
I know. What other quote, the person was saying in the letter, has its own Wikipedia page, its own techno song, its own website and everything?
AllYourBaseAreBelongToUs.com?
I think so. I don't know.
So from what I'm looking at here, you have the main campaign in, the Arctic environment, and then you have some sort of, special forces SWAT team thing that's, all co-op.
Yeah, they've got these riot shields, and apparently there's a lot of sniper laser sights going after them.
That looks crazy.
It does look crazy. And in a picture up here, they're not in the Arctic, but they're looking at some big mountain, a bunch of rundown cities.
No, it's Brazil.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it has, that big statue on the mountain.
Yeah, and that's what everybody was saying from the teaser, it's going to be in Brazil.
And Russia. Or maybe it's, southern Brazil. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not.
It probably says what the story is in here, but
yeah,
we don't want to read it. We're just looking at pictures.
We just have dead air. That'd be a waste.
Yeah, okay. Next page has a lot more Arctic things, but again with the snowball deal and a helicopter coming after him.
Oh, that seems like it'd be awesome.
I don't know if you control the helicopter, though.
Or the snowmobile. Either way, it'd be cool.
Oh, wait, I see. It says, the camera angles are unusual, but all of these screenshots are taken directly from the live game. So
That's some pretty good graphics.
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't look like much of a step over Call of Duty 4, but that game looks good even now, today.
I know, it really does.
Here's more Brazilian gameplay.
Yep, and it says, picking out militia fighters from civilians is no easy task in a chaotic battle.
So maybe that's sort of like that Riot Shield SWAT thing. You're controlling some situation in Brazil.
And you don't know who is the enemy and who are just random civilians.
Interesting. Sounds like it could be either really fun or deadly difficult.
Yeah.
Sort of like this next game.
Yep, DJ Hero is their next thing.
I don't know, I can't say I'm too excited. I paged through my copy of this, and this caught my attention, but it looks like it'll be a little complex. Maybe it's just because I looked at a screenshot and kind of read the caption. I didn't really go head first in, but...
Same here. Like, it looks like it explains how the game works, which I've really kind of been interested in, to see how they're gonna... Like, how this game plays, but...
So if we're looking at the controller, it only has 3 buttons. That'll make it extremely easy.
And then it's got some effects-style crossfader, you know, the little spinny disc thing. Which I'm sure will be very important.
I believe on the next page it talks about songs.
Yeah, a bunch of hip-hop songs that we rockers don't care about.
Oh! They have Feel Good Inc! I love that song!
Mm-hmm. Well, and it looks like they've got Nirvana and, you know...
Good bands. The Beastie Boys. They're a good fit, I guess. I don't necessarily like them, but...
Yeah.
Whatever.
So now we turn the page again, and we're into the preview section of the magazine. And the first one they've got is Final Fantasy 13.
Ooh! Oh, 1337! I don't know
what that means, but...
Least?
Oh, yeah.
Come on!
Well, I thought it was something about the game.
Then. No.
So, what do you think of Final Fantasy 13?
I really have no opinion on it. I haven't really cared at all, just because I don't own any system it's coming out on, and I'm not... RPGs aren't really my favorite genre.
Well, this is the first Final Fantasy on a system, like coming out on a system that I own, really. Or that, I guess I had a PS1 back in the day, but like, I didn't care about the Final Fantasy games at all.
You were more Crash Bandicoot.
Which is a great game, by the way.
What's happened to Crash?
Well, they got a different developer.
Mind Over Mutant or something.
Yeah, same with Spyro the Dragon, which was great before, but now... That developer's gone on to make, like, Resistance and...
Yeah. Ever since the GameCube one, that one wasn't... It wasn't bad, it was just a mediocre platform.
Yeah, all the PS1 ones were just incredible. At least, that's what I thought. If I played them again...
They'll probably be extremely limited.
I don't know. I looked at the IGN reviews of them before just to sort of see if they were good games, you know, according to the critics. And they all got good scores.
Like 8 or 9?
Like 9s or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I don't know. Final Fantasy 13, back to that. I'm interested in it.
Just graphics because look pretty good.
They look very good. And, you know, all these games are supposedly really good. And, you know.
Is your main character supposed to be male or female? Because if you just saw from the neck up, you really couldn't tell.
This series, it could be anything. Looks like a woman.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. So it's pretty hot.
Mm-hmm. Well, moving on.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make it awkward.
Muramasa the Demon Blade for the Wii. I've been hearing from IGN Podcast once again that this is... they were talking about games that could potentially get Game of the Year for the Wii, and this was one of the things they talked about.
Really? This 2D hack and slash?
Yeah, I don't know much about it except that it's very stylish looking. But
I heard it's a sequel to some sort of cult classic. Grr!
So that means it probably won't sell at all, but, you know.
It might be good.
People might like it.
Like Beyond Good and Evil. I don't know about that. I just know it's a cult classic.
They're making a sequel to it, though.
Oh, right. They leaked some gameplay. It looks pretty cool.
Next one, Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, this is like a Grand Theft Western.
Well, I don't know. I don't really care about this.
Yeah, me neither. That's just what I heard.
Looks like there's a lot of just running around in open fields.
Which is why Grand Theft Western isn't a good idea.
But they've had a Red Dead game before. Red Dead Revolver. People like that, apparently.
What about Gun? No one ever talks about Gun.
Because they don't know about it. I don't know much about it.
It's a Western-oriented game. You know, it got pretty good review scores.
Yeah. I don't know. Western games really are my thing.
Like, it's a game not, like, Western developed.
No, just, like, old West cowboy horseback type things.
Working girls.
Yeah. This next one says Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2.
Fusion, I believe.
Even fancier.
Yeah, I believe, it follows, from what I've heard, I'm just going out here, I don't know if I'm mispronouncing it. It goes along the, Marvel Civil War storyline, which I guess pits, like, the Marvel heroes just, like, have a big issue and they all start killing each other.
Interesting. Yeah, no, I've heard about that, but I'm not really a comic fan at all, so
me neither.
I don't know about the story.
But I played the first off my lines. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, I got it for free when I bought my Xbox.
Oh,
so
really?
I played it a little bit, but it's okay. I don't really.
Maybe since we're not big comic fans, we don't get the full, like, impact of it.
Yeah. And it just seems kind of like mindless, go around and punch boxes and get all the coins you can get. And I think there's actually a lot of deep customization, but I don't care. I really don't.
Yeah. Grand Slam Tennis.
Now, looking at these pictures, it looks awful, but again...
No, it's not awful. It's cartoony.
Yeah, it looks like it's for kids. And just looking at all these pictures, it just looks like PS1 quality graphics. Like, really.
That's at least GameCube. Come on. But, I heard it uses the Wii Motion Plus extremely well.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, too. So, you know, me and Matt here, we're good tennis fans.
Yeah. Tennis.
Always gotta have a high five in there. So, if this can actually play like tennis actually does, I'll be excited.
We'll pick it up.
We will.
I'll meet you on the court, Josh.
I'll meet you on the court.
Oh, yeah.
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 And next one, Silent Hill Shattered Memories.
For the Wii, I believe.
And the PS2 and the PSP.
Oh, alright.
So the Wii should be offended that games coming out for that are also coming out for handhelds. But
I don't know. Lots of games come out for the 360 and stuff are in our handhelds as well.
And they're like,
don't ask me to name one.
Yeah, because I can't really think of any. But yeah, I don't care. I'm not going to buy it at all.
Really?
Uh-huh. So the next game is Batman Arkham Asylum.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, some technical difficulties, I thought. But, yeah, that even though I don't have any consoles, I'm really excited about that game. It looks really cool.
Well, I don't know a whole lot about it. I did see a video, and it looked better than I thought, but...
Yeah, I heard it runs off the Unreal 3 engine, like a modified version. So it's gonna
like
look,
all good games, too.
Nah, more or less.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just like... It captures the essence of Batman, I believe. However corny and fanboy-y that sounds.
But, you know, I don't really know much about Arkham Asylum or what you can really, like, what all the gameplay is. It seems like you just kind of go around, beat up a bunch of generic people, and then the Joker comes along every so often. But,
there's a lot of, like, stealth, and I heard there's even, like, detective gameplay.
I see. Because, I mean, if they're going to have a bunch of different Batman enemies, how are they going to put them into the story and have it make sense?
Well, because Arkham Asylum, that's like a jail for everything, like, evil. Like, here you see the Joker, Bane, who's some sort of, like, wrestler guy. Don't, if I'm wrong, don't flame me in the comments. And then there's Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess they're just going to have to say that all these people went to the asylum. Now you gotta beat him up.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Fight Night Round 4 is our next thing.
I think it's gonna be a disappointment just because of the sheer impact that Fight Night Round 3 made and its advances in graphics and stuff. So I just believe it's gonna disappoint.
I've always thought the Fight Night games had great graphics, and this, it looks, you know, good. I don't really.
I just noticed this. Sorry, I'm interrupting.
It's
always do.
That's fine.
But all these games have good graphics.
Well, you know, you Wii gamer are not used to all this stuff.
Shut up.
But, you know, I'm sure if you like boxing, this is the way to go. Unlike the Wii game that came out, something Ready to Rumble Revolution. They gave that a 1 out of 10 here. Pretty embarrassing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, right, I remember.
Which was another cult classic from the Dreamcast.
Yeah.
This time, it didn't deliver.
I don't know, it's a Dreamcast game going through the Wii, it's not going to be good, you know that.
Yeah. So,
Need for Speed page over here.
Need for Speed Shift and Need for Speed Nitro for the Wii and DS.
Shift coming out for the major consoles, the PS3, 360, and the PC.
Yep. But not the PS2, because it's dying.
Whatever. Nitro, that actually doesn't look too bad. Looks a little blocky, but...
Yeah, actually, I'm impressed with these graphics here. But the Need for Speed...
I think they're they're dying a slow death after Most Wanted. That game is awesome. It's one of my favorite PS2 games.
I don't know, I'm not really into racing games. Especially because they just get so unforgiving. You miss one turn or you get hit into the wall or something and you just can't recover from
it. Not these games. I'm not the world's worst driver and I can still advance through the story.
Well, I always think these types of games just get kind of boring after a while because you're just racing around the whole time.
Yeah.
But, whatever. Let's turn to the next page and look at Prototype.
I kept mixing up Prototype and Infamous.
Which just came out, by the way.
I heard it's their game of the month, I believe.
Oh, yeah. I know IGN gave it 9 out of 10.
They seem a little...
These people, also 9 out of 10.
Yeah. Game Informer's kind of tough, from what I believe.
I don't know.
Well, they're definitely not, like, generous.
Yeah. Well... I don't know, okay, I'll go back to this page. Yeah. Prototype, it's pretty much Infamous for people who have an Xbox 360.
I really can't say much about this game. You can pretty much turn your arm into a spike and kill people, and that's all I know, really.
I've seen some videos, and it looked pretty good, and looking at these pictures, it looks extremely violent. Look, there's all this open body gore all over the place.
Like, that's disgusting.
Man. Like, this is... craziness. So, I don't know. It's going to be for all the depressed teenagers who just want to kill things.
And say they're...
It's the doom of this year.
Right. And say that they have special powers.
Yeah.
And if you don't, and you won't like them when they're angry.
Nope.
Hulk reference.
Speaking of Doom, id is making a new game, Wolfenstein.
Wolfenstein 3D!
But it's more than just 3D.
Okay.
It's for the 360 and PlayStation 3.
What about the PC?
Oh, and the PC, of course.
Everything's released on the PC.
And still no one cares about me.
Ooh, you're harsh on consoles today.
Yeah, but, okay, Wolfenstein, I don't really know
a lot about. World War II with zombies, from what I heard.
It's probably going to be good because it usually knows what they're doing with shooters.
Probably. It's gonna be fine.
But, I don't know. Okay, turning the page, we've got Dante's Inferno.
They're transferring one of the most beloved literary works into a video game.
That usually turns out pretty well when they do that. Yeah.
Like, what else?
You know, the only other game I can think of that went straight from book to game was The Hobbit. And that was bad. I was joking the first time. But... okay, I don't really care.
I heard it's God of War.
Well, but it's probably not going to be better than God of War.
No, probably not.
So, the next one, I guess we'll move on. Guitar Hero Smash Hits.
I'm buying it just to play more with more than a feeling.
Well, it looks like I'm wrong because it says this is coming out of the PlayStation 2, and I was making a point earlier that it wasn't. But...
stupid looking.
Well... I thought there was something not coming to the PS2. And, The Saboteur.
What's with the infatuation with World War II era stealth games?
Well, they're done with shooters, so now they want stealth.
What's next? World War II RPGs?
They did one, a Japanese made one for the 360, and everyone hated it. Really? Because it had, like, vampires.
Oh, well, I meant straight World War II, not... World War II with zombies.
Well, there's Nazi zombies, remember?
Yeah, but that's fine.
Yeah. This next one, Battlefield Bad Company 2. Look, it's a modern war game set in the snow. That reminds me of this other game we were talking about earlier. Modern Warfare 2.
No.
What?
No.
You think they're copying it, or maybe Modern Warfare is copying Battlefield Bad Company? Or maybe they were just thinking the same thing and didn't know it.
But they're destructible environments.
I don't know. They always... all these games say they have destructible environments.
Especially this next one. Red Faction Guerrilla.
Yeah, I know nothing about this game. I don't know if it's like an RTS or a shooter or what.
You're a miner on Mars, and there's an oppressive government, so you join some sort of resistance group to fight it with mining tools.
That sounds kind of like Dead Space. Yeah. You know, mining tools, killing people.
The environments are extremely destructible. Well, I mean, when you're trying to blow holes in rocks, so you can easily punch holes in buildings.
But do they have, like, big, elaborate towers and stuff? You can go in all these different rooms and just blow it up one by one?
Not like that. It's like open world.
Yeah.
But on Mars.
Ooh. Sounds futuristic.
One of your first weapons is a big sledgehammer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Sledgehammers are awesome.
Now, this next game, I don't know if I'll pronounce it right. It's like Ion, A-I-O-N. I don't know anything about it. Do you, Matt?
No.
Then we'll skip it. Spore Galactic Adventures.
Woo! Spore expansion!
This looks like it's going to be more of like a serious action game.
Yeah,
from what I've seen.
From what I've speculated, it's like creature phase, but with your galactic captain. You can like get out of your ship and like go raid treasures of other civilizations. Yeah. But you know, that's good. They'll just let you right in there and see all their goodies. Woo.
Always good. From what I've seen, it looks like it's really about, you know, just going through levels and shooting things. And you can, instead of just making creatures and buildings, you're designing levels. So
really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then you can, you know, upload those, and
LBP.
Seems like it could be pretty good. Yeah, LBP. I haven't actually been playing that at my friend's house.
Joe will beat John?
Yeah, I went there yesterday, and he got Ragdoll Kung Fu because it was free on the PlayStation Network store.
Is it fun?
It was better than I thought it would be.
That's always good.
So, and we, like, played through the entire thing. There's not much to it, so I might actually be able to review it, which I'm hoping I can do.
America's Army 3. Do you know anything about that?
It looks like it's going to fail really bad, because Modern Warfare 2 is, you know, if people want to play modern-day war games, they're not going to this.
But this is Army-sponsored. You can learn how to be a real soldier.
Yeah, it's just the Army trying to recruit people through fun things. Is that really, you know, what we want from our government?
Yes.
And look at these graphics. It's just, yeah.
It's made by the Army. It's not going to look good.
Yeah, look, it says developer U.S. Army. Publisher U.S. Army. I didn't know they did this stuff.
Kind of funny. I don't know where they're going, just so I can get that job. I'm going to make America's Army 5.
Yeah.
Look for my name in the credits.
I'm looking through here and it says, the U.S. Army spent a lot of time tweaking the engine to try to make this the most realistic combat game ever created.
What?
That's what they said about the Fallujah game that got canceled. Do you know anything about that?
I heard they didn't do it, like, respectfully enough, and they got a lot of media storm.
Yeah.
So they just canned it.
Well, but Konami dropped the publishing stuff.
Ooh.
So, I mean, they could still be developing it, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's probably too soon to be making an Iraq war game.
Oh, that's an Iraqi war game?
Yeah, Fallujah was a town in Iraq. It was a real invasion, and it's all about that.
That's way too soon.
Because the war's still going on, people are still dying, and there's families who probably just a couple of years ago lost, you know.
Someone in that battle.
Yeah, and then here this company comes just trying to make a game where people can have fun going through it. I mean, I guess World War II is taking a game and having people go through it.
Yeah, but those vets, they don't know what time it is. It's fine.
But, I mean, at least that, and there's been all this different time, and we know the outcome, and it's always, you know, it always makes the Nazis look bad, it always...
Yeah, I see what you mean, like, because we, I know it's extremely unlikely, but we could eventually, like, lose this war.
Well, I don't know if I'd lose, we would just kind of have to give up.
Yeah, like, Korea all over again.
Yeah. Well, you know, now we're talking about Iraq. Nobody's listening to this podcast for that. The next preview, there's a lot of them. Brutal Legend. The game about heavy metal
And Jack
destruction.
Black.
Yeah. So there's bound to be lots of swears, probably. And, yeah, I don't know.
I heard you pretty much just control some cronies and go do some stuff.
And he has a giant axe and a guitar. I'm not saying an axe, you know, to
refer
to his guitar. But,
that's
you know,
not really funny at all.
Yeah, but, you know, that's what they
and
did.
This is the most awesome car if you look at this bottom picture.
I know. It's got, like, flamethrowers coming out the end of it.
Some big wheels. I wish I had a big wheel.
Yeah.
Like, adult size. Would you buy one?
I would.
I know.
I'd ride it to school. I'd be the coolest kid.
I know. I'd just have to go to the bus.
So, Brutal Legend, made by Tim Schafer. He makes a lot of cult classics.
Oh, like Psychonauts.
Yeah. So, if it's made by that guy, people will probably like it, and it won't sell. But maybe because it's got Jack Black, so.
And it's metal.
Maybe. Okay, so we're on to the little game previews.
Which is pretty much all photos.
Let's start with Saw. They're making a game out of Saw. How do you do that?
Oh, I've never seen Saw, so.
I mean, it just seems like it's going to be a lot of those, what do they call it? But where it shows a cutscene and then something comes up and you have to press a button.
Oh, like quick time events?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would think it is.
What if it's like Night Trap?
Was that one of the angry video games?
Yeah, Sega CD.
Yeah.
Where you're pretty much prevented from these extremely bad acting, lumbering zombie guys to go attack, stop attacking women.
Yeah.
In a party.
What?
It's porn the game.
Yeah. So, Saw, will it be good? I don't know.
Most likely not.
Most likely not.
It's a license.
Yeah, and I just don't know how they could possibly have. Unless maybe you're Jigsaw and you're making people go through all these traps. Oh. It's like The Sims, you know? People always torture their Sims, except that you can actually torture your Sims.
Yeah, I've never seen Saw, so I don't really know what's going on.
I just know, you know, they're in the room, a lot of gruesome traps they gotta get out of.
Oh, it's the torture genre?
Yeah. Like, I know there's this one where this guy has his head stuck in a box and it's filling with water. The only way he survives is to stab his throat and, like, breathe out of a hole in his throat.
Who thinks of that?
It's twisted.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Ninja Gaiden 2 Sigma.
Is that the Statue of Liberty? Like, attacking
no,
this guy?
No, I don't think so.
It kind of looks like it.
Shouldn't it be called Ninja Gaiden 2 Sigma, not Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2?
It could go either way.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, but I played the demo for Ninja Gaiden 2, and I liked it.
Really?
It was really violent, but it was good, really good.
That's always good.
Yeah. Let's go to
R-U-S-E or Ruse.
I've heard about this. I don't remember.
Looks like some sort of strategy game. RTS, possibly?
Yep, it says an RTS that embraces military deception as a tactic used to change the tidal tides of war.
How could you... So, like, are you a double agent, or...
I don't get it.
Me neither.
Could be interesting.
Maybe we have to do a little more research to actually figure out what's going on.
Yeah. So, the next game they've got is Katamari Forever.
Katamari's awesome.
But it's only for the PlayStation 3.
Crap.
So, yeah, that's taking a game that would probably not sell very much and then putting it on a system that not very many people have.
Yeah. I believe earlier in this issue it says like approximately how many consoles are out. There's 22 million PS3s, 28 million 360s, and 50 million Wii's. So.
Yeah. You know, if they could get Katamari to work on the Wii, it could, you know, do pretty good.
Like some nice tilting controls.
Yeah, and, you know, the graphics aren't too much to worry about, I don't think.
I know, a lot of objects. Like, you saw, like, the Dead Rising port to the Wii. There's about 5 zombies in the whole thing.
Yeah, and so, then they've got Dead Rising 2 for the 360 and PS3.
It's like 5 million.
I know, they've got all these people on
you
the screen
You can put
at
two
once.
Chainsaws on a bike and then ride through.
Does it get any better than that? Not really.
Maybe if you were on fire.
That could be good.
And there was metal.
Yeah,
But not Jack Black metal.
Yeah, but like...
Enter Sandman, just looping.
Sure. Well, these other games, do we even want to talk about them? Cross Edge, I don't know about. Pangea, Fantasy Golf, who cares? Virtua Tennis, maybe?
No, it's Virtua Tennis. It's going to have zany minigames and some intense action.
It's Wii's first third-party title to use the Wii Motion Plus.
I thought that was the other one.
Oh, they both have it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
It'll be a contest to see which one's better.
Yeah, so. I don't know. We'll have to see how that ends up. Now we're under the reviews. I don't know.
We can just, like, skim over if you want to talk about.
I don't know. Have you done... Do you know anything about X-Men Origins Wolverine?
I heard it's extremely violent and... kind of fun, and kind of God of War.
Well, I played the demo, and I want to write an impressions on it. And I'll say it was better than Ninja Blade, but it's... I didn't really care about it. Because you can just do the same lunge on people over and over. It seems really easy to exploit it.
And also, like, your health regenerates. That's, like, a major power of Wolverine. Yep. So it seems like it makes the game easy.
No, it still seemed like there was some challenge to it, because... apparently, when you get hit, your body still takes all this damage, so you can go around with holes in your body and your skeleton showing.
Holding it heal?
Yeah, but eventually, if they can hit your internal organs, then that can kill you.
I guess. So you can just use the same runaway tactic like in Resident Evil 5.
Yeah. But, whatever. Bionic Commando, there was a demo for this out that I wanted to do, but I never did. So,
they didn't really like it. 6.25 and 7?
5.
Oh.
Man, they hated this. And this was supposedly going to be good, according to all the people who liked the first one.
But look at that bionic arm. It looks awful. Why is it so huge?
Because it's got a big grappling hook. You can't just hide that away.
Why can't it be a little smaller? Why can't it just be like a regular arm? With it detaching at the elbow, it'd be fine. It doesn't have to be 30 pounds.
Apparently it does.
Whatever. We don't have to talk about a UFC game. Who talks about UFC?
Gramers do.
Gramers.
Ninja Blade, Ninja Blade. We kind of talked about that already.
Yeah.
They gave it good scores.
Mediocre scores.
7.5 and the other guy 8.25.
Oh, that was a 6.25. No. I can't really see from my angle.
No.
Sacred 2 Fallen Angel, the MMO for the consoles, except it's not online.
Well, then that's kind of
pointless.
Infamous, 9 out of 10.
Now, this game's a lot more interesting to me than a prototype, just because, like, your actual attacks change based on your actions. Like, here in this picture, you see he has red lightning. That means he's, like, evil.
Yeah, but they've done that with Star Wars before, and that's not enough of a hook to get people going.
Well, for me it is. I like stuff like that. Where your moral actions actually change how you're doing the game, not just, like, the color of your lightsaber.
Yeah. So, it looks like a big open-world game. You go around and, you know...
Hulk Ultimate Destruction.
Yeah, but you've got lightning there. That's different from being a big guy with green muscles.
He can headbutt a bus halfway across the city.
Yeah, but this guy can, like, throw lightning at people. Wouldn't you rather do that?
No. I'd rather headbutt cars halfway across the United States.
Well, anyway.
I'm exaggerating. And yeah. I'm awesome.
But it doesn't look like a bad game.
No, it's pretty fun.
Actually, we don't really have any real opinion of it, because none of us have played it or have a system that can play it.
Yeah.
So the next one is Punch-Out.
Punch-Out!
Which, I know what I've been hearing in, again, IGN podcasts, is that it's pretty much the exact same as the NES game, except with one new person. Really, just one.
And, that's Nintendo's thing. Don't be mad at them.
So you just, I don't know, but they still gave it a 9 out of 10.
I like Punch-Out with Mr. Dream. I got it on the virtual console. It's fun. It's pretty addicting.
Yeah, when I played it, I lost against Glass Joe, which apparently means you suck really bad.
I wouldn't be saying that on the internet.
I didn't really know what I was doing, at least. It's my first time, so.
I beat Glass Joe on my first time.
Well, I didn't really get what was going on.
Retard, retard.
Okay, Boom Blocks Bash Party.
Boom Blocks, yeah.
I don't know. Is it any different? It says new blocks like the cylinder and a twist.
It's a cylinder.
Yeah, is that really any different?
Not really.
No, I didn't think so. Excitebox Trick Racing.
This game's weird. It came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
they announced it like three weeks before it was released. And I heard on Invisible Walls, GT's podcast,
yeah,
that Nintendo's employing a new policy. They can't announce a game unless it's within 3 months of completion.
Why?
That's just bad marketing.
Oh, where'd those people hear that from?
I don't know. Maybe it's a Nintendo announcement, or maybe they're just like saying that they think they did that. This is a bad idea. You can't hype it. You can't like advertise for it at all if it's just 3 months.
What about Legend of Zelda Spirit Tracks? You think that'll come out soon?
No.
Yeah, so, I mean,
I don't know. They're weird.
In E3, I'm sure they know they've got to announce something good. Whether
Zelda.
It's 3 months away or not.
Now, is this necessary? 3/4 of this 2-page is one big punch
yeah,
out.
It's more just 1/2. But then the next page is all of it. Little Mac versus King Hippo.
King Hippo, he's awesome. He has jiggle physics.
He looks kind of weird.
He is.
Yeah. So, is there Mike Tyson in this game?
I don't think so. Oh, well, man. Would you want an ear biter in a game now? Isn't he in jail?
No, because he's going to be in a movie. I saw like a commercial for some movie. I forgot what it was, but Mike Tyson was in it. And I'm like,
almost,
hey, it's Mike Tyson.
That's almost worse than 12 rounds with John Cena.
Ah, well.
We don't really need to talk about these games.
Klonoa, apparently. It's PS1 port. I've heard good things about it, but I don't care.
These games don't really interest me, really.
Patapon 2, I've heard, is the first download-only game on the PSP. The rumor is for the next PSP, they'll have no discs and all the games are
no
download-only.
No discs?
Yeah.
What?
So they're doing this to test whether people will actually buy it.
No one should buy it. Cancel the PSP. It's a horrible game
system.
Because
it's just using up the Earth's resources making all these discs.
It's a horrible game system.
Why? Because it's the DS's rival?
No. Okay, how many AAA games are on the PSP? You can count them on one hand.
Well, I don't know. I don't know a whole lot about the PSP.
Exactly. You can name a good PS3 games. You can name good 360 games. You can name good other system games. But the PSP is nothing.
Well, I mean, there's good games. I know it's got a couple of Grand Theft Autos. It's got God of War on it. There's Burnout Revenge, which looks good at least. And apparently these Patapon games were good, but I don't know.
I don't know, I just had to have a spiel about the PSP because it's not a good game system.
Well, you never really played it too much, have you?
No, it's just like I haven't played other systems much, but I don't dislike them as much as I dislike the PSP. I've physically never played a PS3, and I don't mind it. It's a fine console.
Well, I don't know. It's good. You should play it. Get a little big plan.
Yeah,
play the New Orleans level.
It's bad.
Yeah.
We don't need to talk about this stuff.
Pokemon Platinum was the number 2 selling game of whatever month this is.
Interesting.
Interesting, seeing as that game already came out. Hey, look, codes for Chinatown Wars. I was actually kind of wondering if this game had codes.
Oh, I can't see any interesting ones? Like a tank?
Well, I know there's a tank in the game, which I haven't been able to drive around in, but it looks awesome.
Oh, I think it's the Annihilator.
Isn't that the helicopter?
Oh, my.
I didn't even know you could use a helicopter in that game.
Maybe you were wrong and something completely different.
Well, that would be awesome if you could. And, yeah, this page doesn't matter. Going to the end.
Some classic game reviews. This quiz. I own at these quizzes.
Yeah, but sometimes they just have really obscure questions.
Like, my favorite is always question 10.
Yeah, this one it says, what is the key to happiness? Playing more Xbox 360, playing more PS3, playing more Wii, or cleaning your room?
It's definitely playing more Wii.
It said A, B, or C, so anything besides cleaning your
I
room.
like when it says A, B, C, or D.
Yeah.
Like, completely seriously.
Well, should that be it for the podcast?
It's getting pretty long.
Well, we could talk about what we're playing.
I'd rather not.
Everybody knows I'm doing Chinatown Wars.
I'm not really doing anything. I'm just sort of fudging between games right now.
Yeah, I've had work to do at school. I don't know. Haven't played the Xbox for a while. But you know what I'm not playing? Final Fantasy Tactics A2. As I've gotten GTA, there's no reason to go to it. And then I like completely forget that I was playing Fire Emblem like a month ago, just because GTA is so much better.
So it's really that good.
Well, I think it's fun. The aiming is horrible.
It
Like,
is.
seriously awful.
Why do you like it so much?
I don't know, because it's got enough other stuff to be fun. Like, okay, if the cops go up to your door of the whatever car you're in, they can try to open it up and pull you out and bust you, which means they take a lot of money, all your drugs and all your weapons.
Oh, noes.
Which is pretty bad if you have like pretty much all your money in drug form at the moment. You're going off to your next dealer.
It's pretty much the stocks. You could lose it all at one point.
Yeah, so you have to go to your safe house every so often and just leave drugs there so they never get you never have the risk of getting them taken.
So you could just like stockpile tons of heroin and
Yeah.
then just sell it all at once.
Yeah. Which is a
Now,
good
do
thing
the
to do.
prices change from like time to time? You go somewhere like you're playing on Monday, go to the place on Main Street, and it's $2 for a package of weed. Then you go there the next day, and it's $5.
Yeah, well, it all depends on the in-game clock.
Oh,
And,
I mean, that's what I mean,
yeah.
sort
But, yeah, I think so.
That's cool.
And, wait, what were we talking about before?
I gave
Oh,
him
yeah,
money.
Grand Theft Auto bad aiming. So, the cop is opening up your door, and naturally you'd want to shoot him so he can't pull you out and bust you. But you press the shoot button, and it tries to go for some guy way off in the corner behind a wall that you can't even get. And I try to press every button, try to move the cursor or the aimer or whatever to the cop, and he can't do anything, and he pulls you out, takes all your drugs.
So it's just like auto-aim completely 100%.
Pretty much, yeah.
What about like the stylus? Is that
I thought they
movement?
should have done something like that. Like, you move around with the D-pad and shoot with the stylus, but
Yeah, like dual analog,
that
but
could work. Because, you know, like, you have all these cops chasing you, and it, for some reason, wants to shoot the guy way off behind something rather than the one in front of you.
I was just thinking it'd be a little awkward because like then you'd have your face buttons and they could be like switch weapons or melee
Well,
or
you
something.
switch weapons with the touchscreen. There's a
Oh.
little box for that.
Never mind. Because if it was like buttons, that'd be a little awkward. Like you're playing, then you reach over for the buttons and you completely shoot like
Yeah.
a cop and you didn't mean to.
But, I don't know.
Well, if you just have a gun out and you're just walking down the street.
Well, no one cares until you shoot, you know, people. Actually, you can shoot people and a cop be right there and he doesn't care. It's
Really?
only until they die that they go after
So, kids, shoot people,
you.
but not until they die.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird things about it. Like, you can rob a taxi, pull the guy out and throw him on the ground, and then, like, start the mission where you can be a taxi driver and, you know, just collect fares. And suddenly, the taxi driver you pulled out wants to ride. It doesn't make any sense.
He wants to ride to the unemployment office.
I don't know. They always want to ride to some random field in the middle of nowhere. And then there's a tip, which your tip goes down if you ride in the wrong side of the lane. And what that's kind of what you have to do if you want to get to the place in time.
I don't know. Teach you to be a better driver.
Well,
You're not playing. I get it. You're not playing GTA 4 to learn, or GTA Chinatown Wars to learn how to drive.
not really, but it does have good driving controls.
Really?
It does,
D-pad?
yeah. I don't know. I
Have some
like
sort of
driving
steering
controls, though.
wheel with the
No.
touch screen?
No.
That'd be interesting.
No, it's all D-pad driving. Just like Mario Kart, that had good driving
It
controls, I
did.
thought.
Did that
So,
have any touch screen at all, like in game?
Mario Kart?
Yeah.
Well, you could, like, draw that one thing to go on your car.
Oh, no, I mean like in the actual gameplay.
Nope, not really.
Huh. And it was still one of the best games on the system.
Yeah, Definitely.
All right.
So, we've talked a lot. I think it's time to leave.
All right. We'll be seeing you. Well, in comment and view form, but be seeing you still.
So hopefully we can get rid of all those comments of people with allergic reactions to Big Red Gum. There's so many of them.
Maybe we should sue Big Red.
I don't know, but I didn't even realize that this was such a problem for people.
I don't know, people Googling Big Red allergy isn't...
And then they see Fred Meyer.
Well, I know, this is a medical site.
Yeah, well, people can gather and talk about all their problems. So, we'll leave you with that. Goodbye, everyone.
See ya.